So where do we go beyond schooling? What do we do as people? We are human beings here together in this auditorium. And we're here because we have a sense, I hope, of the importance of what we have going on here. We're human beings. Some of us have children. I have children. I'm concerned about my children. I'm concerned about the world they're growing up in. I'm concerned about the commodification of human beings. I'm concerned about human resources. I don't like one of these guys that went and shot this place up. He killed all these people in the human resource office because they wouldn't give him a month in advance pay so that he could buy Christmas presents for his children. Now, to imagine the stress that this man was under to actually, because he was denied that month in advance pay by the human resources, to go and do something that tragic, because it is tragic, but the entire system is tragic. What produced that man is tragic. I lived in the Saharan desert. They don't have mass murderers. They don't have children shooting their fathers. They don't have children going to school and shooting their fellow children. They wouldn't even think of it. It wouldn't even occur to their mind or their heart. They're not more human than we are. They're not less human than we are. They're human beings, but they're in an environment in which their minds have not been manipulated and controlled to the degree to which they're going berserk. They're running amok. Look at this last killing. And I have a map here of the school killings, which is interesting because they're all over the country. I mean, it's amazing how they're just, one happens here, then here, and then here. And these are tragic events beyond belief. But if you look at these characters, when you see their pictures, the same glazed look in the eye. Those boys, you saw that picture of that boy in San Diego? He doesn't know what he did. He doesn't know why he did it. Our Prophet Muhammad said one of the signs of the end of time. He said, يَتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٍ لَا يَدْرِي الْقَاتِلُ لِمَا قَتَلْ وَلَا الْمَقْتُولُ لِمَا قُتِلَ. The killer will not know why he's killing, and the one being killed will not know why he is being killed. It's a hadith in Sahih Muslim. The killer will not know why he's killing, and the one being killed will not know why he's being killed. What is going on? What has brought us to that point? We have lost community. We've lost family. These things have been taken away from people, and they weren't taken with ease. People fought. Read history. Read what happened 100 years ago in the United States of America. What the farmers did. Now you look at the farms in America, the highest rate of suicide is in farmers in the United States of America. They're committing suicide. When I was a child, we used to sing a song. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had a cow. E-I-E-I-O. And what did the cow do? It went moo moo. Old MacDonald had his farm taken away from him because he couldn't pay the bank. His cow doesn't go moo moo anymore because he's got foot and mouth disease or mad cow's disease. Really? And old MacDonald's has been replaced by McDonald's. That's who replaced him. That's who bought the family farm. And he's going to genetically alter the corn that you're eating. He's going to genetically alter the food that you're eating. In the health food stores in the United States, they have to put out things that say, we cannot guarantee the absence of genetically modified food in our foods. And if you have an ounce of intelligence to think that this ignoramus that we call Homo sapiens can improve on perfection, can improve on the God-given seed, the seed of life. If you believe that man, this is called hubris in the ancient Greeks, this is what destroys man, is his arrogance, his belief that he can do things that he is not qualified to do. And the sign of an intelligent man is to know his limits. To know his limits. Really, We have to question what is going on out there, and our silence is complicity. The silent one is complicit in the crime. If you stand by and watch a crime happening, you're part of that crime. You're aiding and abetting that crime if you don't do something about it. The hadith says, As-sukut 'alamatu ridha. Silence is the sign of contentment. Silence is the sign of contentment. We should be standing up. The Europeans went out and marched in large numbers to prevent genetically modified food. And yet, no, these things, people aren't even debating these things because we have an educational system that makes us docile, that makes us think, like the John Taylor Gatto said, it makes people accept orders even if they're stupid. It makes them accept. There's people that, there was an old lady in England, and she was pouring tea. She had her cream there. And as she was pouring it, she said, you know, something very strange about this cream. When I was young, I remember cream going off really fast. But this cream doesn't go off anymore. It'll last 2 weeks. My grandfather said, he had an orchard, and he used to tell us if we found a worm in the apple, he said, I wouldn't eat an apple a worm wouldn't eat. Seriously, think about that, people. I don't want to eat a tomato that doesn't bruise. You go into supermarkets now and you think you're in a science fiction movie. The colors are different. Where are they getting apples like that? I don't remember apples that look like that. I didn't remember strawberries like that. Seriously, you think this is what's happening. You're watching this thing happening before your eyes. We need to wake up and take our lives back. And the first thing that you can do, the most empowering thing that you can do, is take your children out of this system. Protect them at least for the first 10 years. At least for 10 years. Don't be afraid to educate them in your homes. You can do it, and they'll do it themselves. And they will surprise you at how intelligent they are. And you'll see that light in their eyes. It won't go out after 2 or 3 years of public schooling. It'll still be there, that bright eye. You'll see that child still loves you. It isn't listening to the children at school telling them how much they hate their parents. And there are some children in school that they do hate their parents. They beat their children. They do terrible things to their children. And your children are listening to that. And with peer pressure, they start hating their parents. They start contributing to the dialogue. My mom's so stupid. My dad's so stupid. You know what he made me do? Children in West Africa don't do that. They couldn't imagine saying that their parent was stupid. A child couldn't imagine that. The Arabian prophet Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to his companions, never curse your parents. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, how could we curse our parents? It wasn't even in their frame of reference. Now look at the subtlety of this meaning. He said, by cursing another man's parents, you cause them to curse your parents. So don't curse another man's parents. But look how he began it. Don't curse your parents. By cursing another man's parents, you cause them to curse your parents. Like these poor, unguided Afghani people that just blew up this Buddha that's been there for 1,500 years. The greatest Muslims in the history of Islam were living in Afghanistan. And before that, some of the greatest Buddhists. Balkh was a center of Buddhist learning. Many of those scholars became Muslims and actually contributed to the development of Islamic logic. The greatest scholars never said, go blow up those statues of Buddha. But what the press will not tell you is the reason, how, what brought that about. Like those companions who asked, how could we curse our parents? How did that Buddha get destroyed? It got destroyed because for 20 years, the Afghani people have lived under the tyranny of being victims of a Cold War game played between two giants called America and Russia. A peaceful people, a proud people, a people of great dignity, a people of great strength, a people that are praised in the literature of the English for their tenacity. One of the prime ministers said in Parliament, "How can we defeat a people?" Speaking of the Afghanis, when they look down our barrels, they see the gates of paradise. How do we defeat those people? The midwife, an educated Afghani woman, a physician, Arifa Azad, a beautiful Afghani woman, educated, erudite, knew her poetry, knew her culture, was proud to be an Afghani. She was the obstetrician of my family. She couldn't go back to her country. She came to this country to learn medicine, to go back and practice medicine in her country, and the war broke out. She was not ashamed of her people. She was proud of her people. She was a literate person. People don't talk about that because history is in a vacuum. History is what CNN tells you. That's not history. That's what happened yesterday or today, whatever the latest headline news is. It's told without any context. It's told without any ability for people to analyze and look at what's happened. This is what people are given.